This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The plane is also, it's a great little transition here because the plane is a place where a lot of people have pet peeves. And in fact, I want to roll down a whole bunch of them.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more pet peeves that are simply the worst. This pet peeve ever happened to you? I walked into a highfalutin hoity-toity establishment not so long ago to wet my whistle. Must have been in there for 3 or 4 good belts when this arrogant bartender walks up to me, slides my card across the bar top and tells me, "My money's no good here. How dare you?" Then he went on to insult me further by telling me my card was declined. "Fine," I told him. "You and your kind will never see me in here again."
Okay.
What in the hell is he talking about?
I have no idea. I didn't think he just wanted to rant for a second.
Well, if his card is declined, they're not going to serve you.
I think that's the point.
It's the whole thing, yeah. Dude.
It sounds like he just died in
debt. You don't have a debit card on backup for your checking account? Or an extra, I don't know, like Discover card you forgot from college?
Right. Nothing to put down at
nothing,
all?
Nothing, dude.
No cash?
Not even a Nordy card, Alaskan Airlines, yeah. Something.
Can I get booze on a Nordstrom's card?
Hand him a Starbucks gift card. There's got to be 10 bucks on there. Something.
It's got to be. Look, like $4.50.
Just take my Starbucks gift card. It's got 10 bucks. Come you on, take man. That. You hand me a drink.
That's $8. How's that? You made $2.
I'm going to try that next time. Yeah. And listen, man, you ever come to see it on occasion? I got an Orca card, brother.
I got an Orca card.
$30 on the thing. I just want one shot.
I want $25 with a liquor. You get $5.
If I could figure out a way to make sure it was on there, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Oh, man. So they break it up into different categories. Let's start with work pet peeves. And then go with the reply all. You guys ever get email that somebody replied all to?
But you know that person.
Every day.
I saw it too today, and I was just like, I knew it.
You're not funny. I don't need your punchline or whatever else went on. Just reply to that person.
Right. No, we need everybody to see.
No, and then to really just put the turd on top of that sundae to suck up.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, oh, dude, for everyone.
Absolutely.
Really? Oh, great. Now we all know.
Leaving old food in the community refrigerator.
I throw a lot of stuff, a lot of moldy things away in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep the container and put it in the dishwasher, but I will throw the food away.
Right, because they leave their nasty ass
egg. I don't know whose container it is, and I hate when people take my container from home and don't ever bring it back.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I would also just say, again, home or away, not salad. Salad is not, once the dressing's on, you can't put it in the fridge.
Right.
Somebody used to do that all the time. They'd leave like the end of their salad bowl, and I'm like, you're not coming back for this.
On the opposite side, stealing food shows up.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how anybody can justify opening the fridge, seeing that it's clearly somebody else's lunchbox.
Here's how you know it's not
yours. Oh, we had a guy that did that for a while, ate Jolene's burritos. At least when I stole food, it was out of the giant vending machine back in Baltimore. I would just run full speed.
The difference is it was her dinner.
Right.
This is not like a snack. Like, she was working at night, you know?
Exactly. And then the last work pet peeve is micromanagement. But that just kind
of... Well, of course.
That's itself right there. Mm-hmm. Some dining pet peeves. Overcomplicated check splitting. I know that's one of Ted's.
It drives me up.
Especially nowadays. Like, we all either have Venmo or something. Or get some cash. Here's a way to pay me back. But to sit there and just...
Can we split it 100 ways? I hate Hate doing it. Like,
no.
Just let them do one freaking check, man.
Not knowing your food order. This one always pissed me off when I was working drive-thru because I knew that there was a long line and there were two boards that you could look at. And the front board had the intercom. The second board there was so that when you were waiting in line, you could look at that menu and take a look at what it is that you wanted. And every third car, somebody would show up. What can I get you?
Again, when you're at fast food, speaking of Sinbad, for God's sakes, he had a whole routine on. I get pissed when I go to McDonald's. This is pre-drive-thru, so standing in line. I've been in line for 10 minutes. The person in front of me, they now ask what that person's order is, and they're not sure. And he goes, there's two problems with this. One, when you're standing in line, the menu is directly in front of you, so I have no idea what else you're looking at. And also, he said, nobody goes to McDonald's and does not already know what they want.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Correct.
So you know exactly why you went to fast food.
I had this habit of breakfast when we were off last week. I got a bagel with lox, cream cheese.
Attaboy.
That's what I want, right?
Do they respect the schmear?
They do not have schmear.
No, they did toast it for
cream cheese?
Yes,
they did toast the bagel. Mm-hmm. All right. Problem is, they didn't have a bagel. Well, I'd had it the day before. They didn't have a bagel the next day. So the woman says, what would you like instead? And I'm like, hold on. I wasn't ready for plan B yet.
Right.
There you go.
Just
give me a minute.
Give me a second. She comes back. She's like, are you finally ready?
And I was
like,
damn.
I don't have like ABC just in case you don't have these things.
I dismissed you.
So what I did was I got an English muffin with cream cheese and lox.
English muffin bomb, dude.
Yeah, salmon.
With cream cheese.
Yeah,
man, I had it in my head that I wanted the bagels.
No, I get that.
I mean, poor man's, you know. Poor man's
can't
bagel.
Afford bagels.
Texting during a meal shows up, eating noisily.
Yep.
Unless, what was it, a couple weeks ago? Like, throw out a cold. And I was like, it's one of the worst. Like, if you have a cold, sorry, man, I can't breathe through my nose.
Also excuses the other one chewing with an open mouth. Yes. Yeah. If you have a cold, it's just understood.
It's understood.
It could be juicy chicken.
Yeah. It could be juicy chicken.
I mean, just you disgust yourself when you have a cold.
Yeah.
Oh, God, sorry, guys.
Bad tipper shows up there.
Sure.
And then,
sometimes you got to re-tip for somebody.
How about this one? Wonder if I can find the sound effect here. You're sitting there. You're enjoying your meal. Never mind. I'm not going to be able to find it. You're enjoying your food. Then all of a sudden, you hear the clash inside of the kitchen. Somebody's dropped a plate.
Oh.
Put that anyway. All right.
Oh. Yeah, that too.
That does not bother me. To me, like, hey, man, that's just what happened.
That's just what happened.
It is what happened.
I can't believe people don't know that.
Just put that anywhere.
See, yeah. Any bar restaurant, like, somebody always yelled it.
The one that I got was, hey, if you see China on your paycheck, it's not money. Oh. It's not a vacation. And then some traveling pet peeves.
That's such a weird joke.
If you see China on your paycheck, it's not a vacation. Following too closely when traveling, which I'll admit I
sure.
did. Driving too slow in the fast lane. Yes. Out of the way. Get out of the damn way.
So it's called the fast lane. I mean, they can't be more succinct about this.
You guys ever look over when you're on an airplane and you see somebody that just starts taking their shoes off?
Oh, my daughter bitched about that Saturday.
They can smell your dogs.
Not that they took their shoes off, but apparently the person behind her stretched out in such a way, as my daughter put it, this person's feet went under her seat and was pressing the back of her pant leg to her calf.
Ew.
Were they toes?
I assume, unless they were a toe-dispersed person.
I believe that she has a justifiable reason to bitch.
Oh, yes. I get it. She just didn't tell me until after the flight, and I laughed. I said, well, say something.
Tell her next time to pour water on the doggone feet sticking through the doggone
hole, man. I had somebody's feet that kept, like, touching the back of my heels and stuff. I kind of, like, gave him a little kick back, and then it happened again, and then I got up to go to the bathroom. Dude stood up.
Sorry,
bro. And he's like, "There's not." I was like, "I know. I get it
I
now."
I didn't know.
I go, "I didn't turn around."
Sorry, bro. Sorry. Good job, Jake. Oh no! And then standing in the aisle as soon as the plane lands. Where are you going? I know. I got into that, and again, I'll rage about it when we're off the air because it's going to take way too damn much time. But then the last, I'll leave you with this one: the travel pet peeve that is number one that I know Ted hates. That plane lands.
Yeah.
Look,
you know where all the white people are.
If at any point, that's all the time black people are quieter than the white people, right? Well, like, look, I'll talk to the movie, but I ain't clapping because the pilot landed the plane, man.
He did his job.
That's our trade-off,
did you
all right?
Do that for the bus?
Thanks, man. Woo. Statistically, you should do that for the driver.
Yeah.
Of a car.
Yeah.
Not the plane.
Yeah.
Or the bus driver.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Thanks, man. Got me down here on 4th.